This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, the Jamie Morning Show. I don't know what I was thinking there. I was looking. I know, I'm just a BJ. No, I got tongue-tied. Yeah. I got tongue-tied.
Like everything. This is sabotage right there. That is sabotage. This is propaganda.
Well, you didn't make me look good that last segment.
Why?
Well, because you kept reading off all those attributes that turn a woman off. And you pretty much checked me on all of them.
No.
And then my wife, she sends me this message. Okay, check this out. Okay.
Oh, boy.
8:11, which was prime time, right? When you were doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cracking up.
Oh, wow.
Look, I'm cracking up.
Oh, my God, she did write that. She can't see that.
Up yours.
Wow.
Oh, I'm happy.
Oh, my God. I bet it was the adventure one, right? I bet that's the one that makes her laugh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or the fact that I said that Ed Schmidale goes outside more than you.
Okay, we don't have to go through all of them again. Or the smelling one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
who knows?
It was the smelling one.
All right, I've got the audio here. I guess the owner. What was his name again of Peanut?
His name is Mark Longo.
All right, Mark talked to TMZ yesterday.
This whole thing has taken the weirdest twist.
I'm not even sure I can explain it. Peanut, he's a squirrel that's a pet for this Mark guy. And he's become an internet sensation prior to this story happening because he got posted on TikTok all the time. Well, Mark got raided by the FBI. They went in there and they took his squirrel and euthanized the squirrel along with Fred, the raccoon.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
He had a raccoon. This guy rescues animals. He lives on, I guess, a farm.
Like 350 acres.
New York or something like that. Well, they raided him. They took his pets. They euthanized him. Now he's talking again. Here he is.
And this is all my opinion because we don't have facts at the moment right now. But you're telling me with what I do for side work for a little bit of extra money that I donate to the sanctuary.
This is an OnlyFans account.
Okay. All right.
He's talking about, he does porn with his wife on OnlyFans.
Yes.
He does?
Yeah, like full blown.
Uh-huh.
Like porn on OnlyFans with his
wife. Squirrel in the
room. That's how they started the sanctuary. That's where they got like the money for it from.
Well, that sounds weird, though.
The squirrels are not in the room, but his nuts are.
That was good. That was really funny, Jamie. I bet my wife's cracking up again. Squirrels not in the room, but the nuts are. We can stop right here.
Right.
I think we've done our show. We'll see you later, everybody. Oh, that was good. That was good. Right, back to the story.
Okay. And you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I know that's not why we're here. It's
legal. It's totally legal. It's right. Like, end of story. It's legal.
Right. We're not trying to promote this. You know, I've been hearing people that I'm trying to promote my pages. This is not anything that's what's going on. I want justice for my animals. So what we're brainstorming is was there, a different motive?
Do we know why he got raided?
Well, that's where he gets to it, but you can go ahead and stop. The reason why he thinks he got raided is because of the OnlyFans site, because the first thing they asked him after they broke down the door was, do you have cameras in this house?
Yeah, where are they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's why he's like, isn't that a weird thing to ask when you're looking for my squirrel and my raccoon? That's a weird thing to ask. The whole thing is weird, okay?
It's
I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
PETA. Who would have thought that it would have taken this turn?
And that he's dead
we're
now.
Discussing like really serious stuff here.
Ridiculous.
The FBI kicked in your door, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's more of the audio.
Did you get a citation?
No citation. I didn't get arrested. I got nothing. I got three pieces of paperwork and they were gone. One paperwork is a search warrant. The other two were pertaining to materials that were taken and two animals that they were taken. That's all of the paperwork that I got. Well, you can judge me if you want for the areas that I make money from. But the simple fact is you're now accusing me of having children in my house. And if I have kids involved in my pages, it's devastating. And how did we get down to this? You know, if you were so concerned about two animals that were a potential threat to society that have never even left the house, you know, it's a little bit overkill to get a search warrant and use these animals as a prop to come in to investigate something that's not there, that was never there, that's never been a part of my life.
This is weird.
So here's what happened. Supposedly, he and his wife babysit some of the neighborhood kids, supposedly, right? Allegedly, whatever. And so somebody found out that he was on OnlyFans. He and his wife were on OnlyFans, which apparently made him instantly a pervert and would do bad things to kids, right?
Right.
That's what they thought, which is not necessarily the truth at all. Everybody's done some kinky stuff doesn't make you a molester, right?
And I believe this guy.
I actually do too.
He's very convincing to me.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And so he said it was a ploy to get into the house to seize his computer to see if there was any bad stuff on it. So
it's okay. Just so weird that the animals got...
I know. They got killed.
Like taken and then, euthanized.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's called killed.
Yeah.
Killed. Dead.
Yeah. I mean,
dead is a doornail.
So... bizarre to me.
It is a bizarre story.
But I guess he's leveled up. I mean, sorry, not leveled up. He's lawyered up. So we'll see what happens. Because, I agree with him. All of this is wackadoodle.
I find it very weird that they can kick your door down over just something like this that they speculate. They've got nothing to back it up whatsoever.
And
I mean,
five
think
agencies
about that.
Signed off on the search warrant.
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a minute. They have absolutely no proof this guy's done anything wrong. Nothing.
It sounds like they don't have any probable cause, right?
No, but they go in and they kick down doors and raid the place thinking that we might find something. Well, might doesn't work. You can't do that.
No, not with probable cause.
So, wow. Now the squirrel's dead.
And the raccoon.
And the raccoon.
Everybody
Fred.
Forgets about the press.
Fred, yeah.
Why is Fred not getting the press?
I agree with you. Fred is not getting the love.
Why is that, Spadil? Why are we caring about Fred? Fred's
probably because Peanut has millions of followers.
Peanut had a social media page, and Fred was supposed to just be released back into the wild.
And raccoons are ass hats.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
We all love a squirrel better,
Right.
Don't we?
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Now you go. You're up to date on that one.
Lord.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.